out on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on in to Friday, TGIF, February 28th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield, going to give us some perspective on the Ukraine and Russia war. Some history, some background. Is the Ukraine a part of Russia? Interesting topic. He's going to be backing it up. One of the things that we are doing is looking at Lansing, looking at what people are doing to our state going forward. We've got a judge who issued an opinion regarding Matt Hall, the current Republican Speaker of the House, who took over on January 8th, sitting on 9 Democrat bills that the former Democrat Speaker, Joe Tate, did not forward to the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, for signature. Well, guess what? It's not the judge's ruling that the Democrats wanted. It's an interesting ruling, but it's not what the Democrats wanted. So we're going to talk about that story. We got guests lined up. We got lots of information. And let's see. What is this? Here's your chance. Aha! Jeff in Oscoda. Happy birthday to you. How old are you, man? 29? For what? Maybe like the 30th time? All right. Got it. Other information, lots of stories. One thing inside politics within a local community, Sheboygan County, very interesting situation developing there. They had a woman who's married to a Democrat husband get elected to be a county commissioner on November 5th, 2024, in our last election. Well, after being sworn in January and taking the seat, now all of a sudden her employer has a problem with her being both an employee of his and a county commissioner. So she's being forced to resign and wanted the Republican County Commissioners Board to replace her with her Democrat husband. Well, it opened up. I talked about it on the show. Applications were submitted. Good people, good faith, put in an application to fill the seat. Sheboygan County Republican Party vetted the candidates and made two co-endorsements. One of them came from the former sheriff, and the former sheriff, Dale Claremont, got co-endorsed with another person within the Sheboygan County community, Don Compton. Republican Party co-endorsed both of them as a recommendation to the Board of Commissioners. Well, a person who worked in the jail area, close contact with the former sheriff, Brenda Beckwith, submitted a letter for the Board of Commissioners to consider. We're going to get into that letter in the next segment. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this Friday. Sheboygan County Commissioner gets elected in November, turns around in basically the first month or two of serving, and says, I have to resign. My boss does not want me to do both my job and be a county commissioner, so I have to resign. I'd like to recommend that you replace me with my husband, who some believe is a Democrat. She ran as a Republican to get elected, but then wants her Democrat husband to be appointed. Board of Commissioners opened it up for applications. I believe four or five people filed applications for them to consider. The Sheboygan County Republican Party held a meeting recommending co-endorsing two people out of the four or five, Don Compton and former Sheriff Dale Claremont. Well, Brenda Beckwith has a problem with that. She issued a letter. I'm going to read it. Good morning. My name is Brenda Beckwith. There are some issues that I've remained silent for years, which may impact your selection for the upcoming board seat that is currently open. I know speaking up will put a target on my back, but I owe it to myself, my staff, and others affected to break the silence regarding the bullying, discrimination, and sexual harassment, which was not only tolerated, but seemed to be celebrated under former Sheriff Dale Claremont's command. I, as well as many present and prior staff, can attest to hearing these phrases directed at them in anger, not in jest. Number one, I will gut you like a fish. Number two, I will take my hatchet off the wall and lop off your head. Number three, listen to me. I am God. Number four, you don't like it? Learn to say, welcome to Walmart. Number five, you are nothing, and I have everyone eating out of the palm of my hand. I particularly dislike the nickname former Sheriff Dale Claremont had for the correction staff. He would refer to myself and my staff as effing coos. Well, at least he was not selective. He would brag about mistreating county building staff, department heads, the county administrator, board members, and even about making a judge cry. Dale operated under a divide and conquer management style. He would lie, tell half-truths, and pit staff against staff. This kept people from uniting against him. He also isolated us, saying human resources didn't reach our side of the building, nor did the union mean anything to him. He would say he was God, and after watching him in action, you almost believed that he had that kind of power. He memorialized it on a plaque called the Claremont's Ten Commandments. The problem with that is you cannot hold positions and power forever. Once a bully has no leverage, the true legacy starts to show. People lose their fear to speak up. Dale lost a lot of good people, hardworking, respectable people. I spoke to over 20 of them within the last week alone. They have their own stories, enough to fill a book. I implore you, if he is to be considered for this county commissioner's seat, please speak to those who worked for him. Although the amount and severity of abuse varied by person, one thing stood out. Dale Claremont and Mike Newman, together as a team, was so much worse. Some of the damage they caused and allowed to happen can never be undone. In law enforcement, the impact of the stress from the job alone can have severe consequences like health problems, PTSDs, sleeping disorders, alcoholism, even broken homes. Correction officers already have an average lifespan that is 16 years less than that of the general public. Now imagine on top of the normal stresses that come with the job, having an administration that thrived on creating stress and fear. Regardless of today's outcome, my goal is to build a team of respected professionals that serve this Sheboygan County proudly. We are already so much stronger and healthier because we have new leadership that is more about doing the right things than claiming credit and getting their face in the newspaper. They truly care about their people. Mr. Newman, I appreciate your comments to Sheriff Ross about suing me for slander, only because it gave me the courage to get up and stand here today. I am not, nor have I ever been, a litigious person. I have no interest in biting the hand that feeds me. I have, however, also consulted with an attorney. I've been assured that speaking the truth, having years of solid documentation, and a powerful witness list backing me up, I am not the one that should be worried. The things you said and forced some of us to endure through the years still makes my skin crawl. We deserve better, and now, after 20 years, we have it. I thank the rest of the board for their time. Please reach out to me if I can be of service or share names of people that are willing to speak to you. Wow. Letter submitted by Brenda Beckwith. Now, this falls onto the Board of Commissioners of Sheboygan County. Applications have been submitted. They have an opportunity to appoint somebody, in my opinion, the other person that was endorsed by the Sheboygan County Republican Party, Dawn Compton. Couple of reasons. This woman who ran for this seat and got duly elected by the people of her district voted for a Republican. I don't know this woman. I don't even know her name. I don't care. Number one, she's a woman. Number two, she ran and represented herself as a Republican and was duly elected. My counterpoint to the commissioners is that Dawn Compton, too, is a woman and a staunch Republican. She is one of the co-leaders of the group called Stand Up Michigan, Sheboygan and Presque Isle. I know Dawn Compton personally. Dawn, number one, is a Christian. And number two, she has strong faith. And number three, she has the values and the principles I believe the voters of that county commissioner's district would support highly if you appoint her to that seat. The other co-endorsed candidate, of course, was Sheriff Dale Claremont. Number one, primarily because of name recognition and people, I believe, at the Sheboygan County Republican Party not knowing this information that Brenda Beckwith has put in this letter that she submitted to the Board of Commissioners. Board of Commissioners have a decision to make. Do you want to go with one of the good old boys that has good name recognition? Or do you want to go with somebody who basically, in my opinion, almost replicates the candidate that ran and won the election on November 5th of 2024? a Republican woman. I don't know of any other women on that board. I could be wrong, but I believe it's all men. I believe they need a woman's voice on the board. If that's what the people wanted, that's what they elected, was a woman Republican, well, Dawn Compton fits that bill. Number two, with this new sheriff, per this letter, I have to be honest, I did not know any of this stuff about Sheriff Dale Claremont. In this letter, I did not know any of this. This woman's willing to document this. She says she has witnesses. She says she has people that are willing to come forward and testify as a witness as to what she alleged in this letter without fear of being sued for slander or libel. Well, if that's the case, I don't know how the Board of Commissioners can possibly even consider former Sheriff Dale Claremont for this position. In good faith to their constituents. Got a very simple question for the remaining commissioners. If your constituents knew this information contained in this letter from Brenda Beckwith, how do you think they would want you to vote for the replacement of this woman Republican county commissioner? Do you think they would approve of you voting for former Sheriff Dale Claremont after hearing this information? I don't think so. You need to think about what is in the best interest of Sheboygan County. You need to think about this person's past mode of operandi. If he's put on this board, is he then going to try to use these tactics on you guys? Is he going to try to use these tactics against citizens, perhaps when they stand up to speak at public comment? Very simple, commissioners. You've got a decision to make. And in light of this letter, this information, I think you know what you need to do. Because there's something happening in county government. My wife, Vicki, Victoria Bishop, elected Antrim County Clerk, a new county commissioner elected to our board, decided to go with new leadership as far as the chairman of the board of Antrim County. Brett Gooding, elected to the county board commissioners in Emmett. Now you have an opportunity to make some real changes within your county Board of Commissioners, working with the new sheriff and making things happen in a positive, good direction. Don't go backwards. Go forward. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories.